This is Every Man's Battle with Stephen Arterburn. Stephen Arterburn is the best-selling author of over 50 books, including the Every Man's Battle series concerning men's moral integrity issues.
One of faith's greatest enemies is criticism. Many people will try tearing down our trust in God or our energy for pursuing His calling in our lives through ungrounded criticism. They may see what God wants to do in our lives and say, "That's impossible." Or they may laugh in disgust when we speak enthusiastically about God's equipping and leading in our lives. When you feel the sting of criticism, take heart. Many men have gone before you doing great things despite a host of criticism. Listen to the following examples. The abolitionist clergyman Henry Ward Beecher, among the 19th century's greatest preachers, was accused of desecrating the pulpit for placing a vase of flowers upon it. When Samuel Morse was trying to get money from Congress for a telegraph line from Baltimore to Washington, he had to endure scorching criticism from the press for more than 11 years. And when, in 1842, Adam Thompson set up the first bathtub in America, the newspaper said he was going to spoil the democratic simplicity of the republic. And when Cyrus Field was trying to lay the first transatlantic cable, the newspapers denounced him as a mad freak of stubborn ignorance. Men, if you allow criticism to hold you back and keep you down in your faith, you'll do very, very little for God. Remember, a mountain of human criticism is utterly incapable of overturning even a syllable of God's promise to you.
This has been Every Man's Battle with author, speaker, and New Life Ministries founder, Stephen Arterburn. If you'd like information about New Life's Every Man's Battle workshops that help men achieve sexual integrity, call 1-800-NEW-LIFE. This Every Man's Battle program has been sponsored by New Life Ministries.